Cambridge Today received the following letter from Jeff Dunnett in response to Delegate brings up grooming concerns about Rec Complex's universal change rooms. I am writing to express gratitude to the mayor and council members of Cambridge who voted in favor of the universal change rooms at the proposed Cambridge Recreation Complex. To those who did not, it's crucial to remember that the narrative of tradition often overlooks the exclusion and discrimination embedded within it. The argument that gendered change rooms have served us well for the past 100 years fails to acknowledge the painful history of segregation and exclusion, not just based on gender but race as well. Not so long ago, as late as the 1970s, racial segregation in public pools was a stark reality, a reminder of the injustices that can occur when we fail to consider the needs and rights of all community members. Just as we look back in regret at those times of racial segregation, we must recognize the importance of moving away from any form of segregation that excludes or discriminates, including within our change rooms. As we celebrate this victory for inclusivity, let us also use it as a moment to reflect on our collective responsibility to challenge outdated norms and advocate for spaces that welcome everyone. The council's decision is a step in the right direction. Still, it is up to all of us to continue pushing for change, ensuring that our community becomes a beacon of inclusivity, diversity, and equality. Thank you to the mayor and council members who voted in favor of this design for their leadership, and thank you to the community members who supported this initiative. Together, we are building a more inclusive Cambridge. Jeff Dunnett, Cambridge.